Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 32, question 86. Since then we are redeemed from our misery by grace through Christ without any merit of ours, why should we do good works? Because Christ, having redeemed us by his blood, also renews us by his Holy Spirit after his own image. And with our whole life we show ourselves thankful to God for his blessing, and that he be glorified through us. Then also that we ourselves may be assured of our faith by the fruits thereof, and by our godly walk win also others to Christ. And then question 87. Can they then not be saved who do not turn to God from their unthankful, impenitent life? By no means. For as the scripture saith, no unchaste person, idolater, adulterer, thief, covetous man, drunkard, slanderer, robber, or the like shall inherit the kingdom of God. The Reformation and the churches that embraced the doctrine taught and recovered at the time of the Reformation have always held together two things, and those two things can sometimes be a little bit hard to see how they fit together. But the Bible and the Reformed documents are very clear that they do. Those two things are, one, good works are irrelevant for your justification. And we've seen that, of course, earlier in the Catechism where the question is asked, why can't your good works be the whole or part of your righteousness before God? That very question presupposes that they can't be. So, for being justified, for God forgiving your sins and admitting you as having a perfect standing before his law, your good works are completely irrelevant. And yet, at the same time, good works are absolutely necessary. The Heidelberg Catechism has taught us that those cannot be saved who continue in an unthankful, impenitent life. So how can we say on the one hand that good works are irrelevant, and on the other hand, that they're absolutely necessary? If they're irrelevant, how can they be necessary? If they're necessary, how can they be irrelevant? This is something that is very good for us to understand quite clearly. Good works are absolutely necessary because where God has done that work of justification, where God has forgiven our sins, where God has worked in us to bring us from darkness into light, from death unto light, good works will inevitably follow, so that the absence of good works is an indication that the other part of God's work has not been done. And this is not unique to the Heidelberg Catechism. Martin Luther says something similar in his large catechism, where he says that God works holiness through the forgiveness of sins. In other words, the forgiveness of sins comes first. Or then again, just think about our Belgic Confession, Article 24. They say there, it is so far from being true that this justifying faith makes men remiss or careless in a pious and holy life, that on the contrary, without it, they would never do anything out of love to God, but only out of self-love or fear of damnation. Therefore, it is impossible that this holy faith can be unfruitful in man. It's impossible that the holy faith which receives Christ's righteousness would not be fruitful. And that's how come good works can be irrelevant to your justification. You're already justified by faith, but also absolutely necessary. Those good works will flow out of a faith that has received Christ and his righteousness for salvation. As we also know, prayer is a chief part of that thankfulness, one of the first works and fruits of faith. When Ananias was skeptical about the genuineness of Saul of Tarsus' conversion, the Lord reassured him by saying, "Behold, he is praying." It was the first fruit of faith in the life of Saul of Tarsus. Let it also be the fruit of faith in our lives as we come before the Lord in prayer now together. Shall we pray?